Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Didn't you enjoy the Super Cup? Part one of our preview for the season ahead, where we're going to hear from players and coaches from all clubs as the competition properly begins on the 14th, 15th and 16th. We're going to be taking each club in turn and also get the thoughts of Lindsay Chapman and Pamela Cookie on how they think the teams will do. Sky have trebled their coverage and you may have heard that podcast with Helen Falkus. Definitely worth a listen.
Now, the Netball Super League is entering a new era this season and Sky Sports have announced that coverage of the competition will treble in 2025. And we're joined now by the Managing Director of the NSL, Claire Nelson. Claire, really big day, isn't it? Three live games a week and a very exciting way to launch the tournament in a Super Cup.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for us, Sky trebling their coverage of the league ahead. They're a partner of 18 years and to say, look, we back you, we're excited by what the Super League is going to look like. We want to give more access to fans. Really exciting for us. So we are returning the favour by creating the Netball Super Cup on International Women's Day. One day standalone event, new innovations, music, live acts. It's going to be fantastic. And what a way to kick off the relaunched era.
Yeah, we did the draw, I think, a few weeks ago, which threw up a few nice matches for you. And overall, given that it's sort of netball 2.0, if you like, mm-hmm. you want to get the visibility, don't you? You want people to know it's out there and that the level and the excitement and the sort of athletes involved is going to be captivating.
Yeah, and look, we love our sport, but we know what we're trying to build here. We've talked about building an entertainment product. I've said sporttainment. If we want to unlock new fans, young fans, female fans, then we've got to have a product that not only delivers in a live arena, but also grows broadcast. So for us, that innovation around what our sport looks like, how we connect, how we elevate our fans, our players, and how we use that to reach more fans is absolutely our strategy to grow.
At the centre of it are some incredible athletes that are now professional, that are now able mm-hmm. to dedicate their lives to what they're doing. And how different is the sport going to look in the next few months because of the investment that people are making into it?
Well, the players, our athletes are our key asset. You know, we can have amazing arenas, we can have amazing sports press, we can have amazing content, but it relies on the athletes at the centre, putting that product out on court and also bringing to life their stories off the court, because that's what fans, female fans, resonate. You know, we build female fandom through our athletes. So to do that, we need to give them the best environment, we need to pay them better, and we need to make sure that they're competing in the best competition week in, week out. So with less clubs, smaller squad sizes, better play, new rule innovations, all of this, we hope, is going to deliver for the on-court product.
We're going to come to the rules, the very exciting new rule, in a moment. But the sort of venues where people can go and watch now, the likes of Wembley, the yep. likes of the big arenas in Nottingham and Manchester yep. and Leeds, it's going to make a difference, because what people also want to do is, you know, the whole surroundings, it's the whole day out, isn't it?
Exactly. And again, the data is showing us that what fans want, and particularly what female fans want, is they want an experience. We want to create unmissable experiences. Let's look at the WNBA and how that's grown. You know, American sports really growing a female fan base. It's through experiences that are value for money, but actually drive that intersect between sport and fashion, music, lifestyle. So, yeah, we're taking our sport into major arenas and it all kicks off in Sheffield on the 8th.
England Netball CEO is Fran Connolly, who explained more about the teams moving forward.
It's been incredibly difficult to make some of these decisions. It's a day that we want to celebrate, but it's a day that we absolutely have to recognise the tremendous efforts that have taken place across those four clubs to not just drive the sport forward for the duration of time they've been in the league, but to share their ambitions for the future. And the decision wasn't taken lightly to turn down any club. And we would not simply be able to have taken this step if it hadn't been for the work they've done to date. So we are committed to building on their legacies to drive the sport forward. And what's been really heartwarming is, despite the disappointment, all clubs that are exiting have shared the same vision for the sport. Not all clubs were able to meet the standards necessary to take the next step, but they all recognise that it's right for the sport.
As we begin the preview, let's get the thoughts of Jess Thirlby on what she thinks professionalising the league will mean for the Roses.
It goes without saying the difference that it will make for the Roses team to be successful if we're able to make sure that we're enhancing what that domestic competition looks like in order that ultimately players have choice. I'll get to work with the very top group. I'm fortunate to do that. But even in that, in this Roses space, you can see the pressures and demands upon athletes who, in their own right, are world class or have potential of being world class and are still having to, in my view, juggle too many things. And that comes at a big compromise sometimes, you know, whether that's their own health and well-being, which isn't okay, but also just in terms of like having to do one or the other, you know, work or netball. And I just think it is, now is the right time to make sure we're affording our best talent in this country to see netball as not just a hobby, but, you know, to be taken seriously, and it can be their day-on-day job. It's unimaginable what I think we can do if we can create those opportunities at domestic level, you know, for multiple teams across the country. It will inevitably have a knock-on effect to our ability to be successful on an international stage. And I think it's just that it's a complete cycle then. You know, if we're successful, I'd like to think that enhances the profile of the game. At a domestic level, if we've got 8 full-time environments wrapping around the support that's needed to enable somebody to play and perform in the sport that they love, then that is also going to increase everyone's chances of success.
Jo Tripp explained more about her debut side, Birmingham Panthers, that she's put together for 2025.
I think the Gebby Cubed is now a thing, so I don't think I've ever signed a team with so many of the same names, but yeah, no, it's been brilliant to get it out there. I'm really proud of the squad I've got. I'm really excited.
I'd suggest as well, it was important as well that Gabs and Jazz and obviously Ziggy as well, a lot of those familiar faces from the Stars, joined you in this next step.
It's great to have players that know me and I know them really well. I think you know, the vision for Panthers is a lot further on now that the, you know, professionalisation piece has come into it. So getting to work with players I know is always really, really exciting and kind of gives you that boost and kind of that lift at the start of the season. You kind of know what you're doing with them, which is fantastic, and where you need to get them. So yeah, it's a really good starting platform.
What will signing Gabby Coffey bring?
Yeah, Gabby Coffey is, I think she's phenomenal. She actually reminded me of myself a little bit in that
stage.
You can't
go wrong there.
Yeah, I'm hoping just 10 years younger, a lot fitter and able to get more ball. I think with, you know, Gabby Coffey, I was speaking to her agent and I was really impressed with kind of the footage I was seeing off her. And, you know, I know how it is to be behind some really top athletes. I sat behind 2 Silver Ferns and learnt my trade, and she's done the same, and, you know, been behind the defenders that she's been behind at Vixen. So I think it's, you know, now her time to shine and to get that court time and just to develop her game further. So she's a really exciting young talent. I think she's got a lot of coverage over from Australia, a lot of people excited for her that she kind of gets this break, and yeah, just really, really pleased to be working with her.
Last season, I seem to think we discussed about winning so many games out the entire season as well, and it almost worked, didn't it? And is that almost a similar kind of thought?
Yeah, we were one game off, weren't we? So we said that we wanted to win that one more, and that meant that we would be getting that, well, Stars would be getting the third medal last year, and that didn't happen. So this year with this new squad, I absolutely, you know, my personal aim is top 4. I'm hoping that they're coming in thinking the same. You know, we put it to them, they come up with their plans and their goals for the season, and then we make sure that we're all accountable and responsible to making that happen.
Unknown at this stage, but obviously players on paper for Nottingham Forest, but given the fact they've got Chelsea and Karen as well, 2 really established coaches and coaching staff behind them, they're going to be an interesting side to watch.
Yeah, I think they're the new kids on the block as well as us. So yeah, just, you know, I think Chelsea's an amazing person, and she's under no illusions about how hard coaching is and at this level, but I think she'll, you know, she'll jump straight into it. You know, I can give her as much support as I can. But, you know, they've signed a good squad. I like the way that she's done it. I like the way that she's signed those connections that already have those connections. It does make your job a little bit easier as you start to grow a team. So I think she's been very smart in what she's done there. And, yeah, looking forward to coming up against them this season.
Have you heard from past Stars fans? The whole purpose of this is about bringing them along with you as well, isn't it?
Yes, I think the fans are the big piece to the puzzle this season. And with new Stars fans, I'm very heavily and trying to convert them to Birmingham Panthers fans. I think the signing of some of those players I signed has done that. So that's one tick. And now, you know, our job is to make those performances really good and make sure that our fans want to follow, you know, kind of a team that is successful and is growing. And I absolutely think that's what Birmingham Panthers will show this year. I think we're going to be a force to be reckoned with. You know, I think people look at my defense end, it is younger, but it is very experienced and talented, and I've got plans for them. And it's my job to, you know, kind of instill that, yeah, confidence and that leadership on court in such a young group. But they're all players that want a voice. They've said they've, you know, started developing their voices, and sometimes it is really hard. I know myself as a young player, sitting behind older players and developing that voice. So they're actually a group of very similar age players. So yeah, I'm very, very excited to get them together and grow them. I think our attack end is the more experienced end, kind of in the Panthers line of just the age as well. And in there, along with Ruth Hughes, who has, you know, been under myself for the last 2 years. So yeah, I think this season's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Gabby Sinclair is part of that new Birmingham Panthers team, and she explained what it's like to play abroad.
Not many people get to say that they've lived in another country and played the game that they love as their job. So I'm really grateful to have an opportunity to come over and play over here. There are some awesome netballers in this league, which, you know, I'm really excited to play against and challenge myself against those athletes.
And what's that appeal like for overseas players? Just the appeal of joining the Super League. How attractive is it to overseas players?
I think it's like a really good opportunity to, you know, come over and play in a different country. And I guess all the netball leagues, if you look at Super Netball, the New Zealand League, and over here, they all bring something different. You know, all three countries have very different style of play. And so, you know, that's exciting as well. Because, for instance, me being an Australian player, you're quite used to the Australian style of play. So coming over here, you challenge yourself in that aspect as well, with a slightly different style of play, you know, by the majority of English players as well. So, yeah, I'm really glad that I did make the decision to come over. I think you can learn something wherever you go, and, you know, not only off the coaches, but the players, the support staff. You can learn something everywhere, and everyone contributes in their own way. So still learning heaps, and it's been a really nice fresh start getting to know like a whole new group of people as well.
I spoke to Lindsay Chapman about the influence Gabby Sinclair will have for Panthers.
What an exciting player to have back in the UK. She's obviously been playing for Melbourne Mavericks, which is Tracy Neville's team, isn't it, out in the Suncourt Super Netball. And I think she had a brilliant season, maybe didn't have loads of court time, but she's just that long bomb specialist, isn't she? And what's exciting for me with that team is that obviously they've got their sort of holding shooters. So the Stiggy Berger has stayed, you've got Betsy Creek in there as well. But by bringing in Gabby Sinclair, you're going to have that movement, but also a goal attack that's not afraid to put up the ball. And I think that's going to be really key for them. That movement with Jess Shaw and hopefully Gabby coming into that mix, I think could be really exciting for them. And also, she's an Aussie player. So she, you know, she plays in structure. And I know that Joe Tripp really likes the structure and sort of giving each player a role, and so they know what they're doing and playing in that sort of defensive zone that she brought out with Stars last year. And weren't Stars brilliant, you know, last year, Andy? Yeah. I'm pretty sure you were loved watching them. So I think some of that style will come through with Birmingham Panthers.
I think it's good as well that she's managed to get the likes of Jess Shaw, Gabby and Ziggy as well, and they've followed her to Panthers.
Absolutely. And I think that's credit to Jo and the sort of culture that she created, because I don't know what you think about last year, but they just seemed really happy as a team. And I know we talk about this quite a lot in netball and connections and, you know, and personality, but I think you could feel that on the court with them. I think they genuinely are friends, you know, and they've got this sort of culture where they all understood each other. And I'm sure that'll come through. They've brought across Zarenika as well, haven't they? Who I just adore. Obviously play for Saracens Mavericks, now London Mavericks. And I just think she's quite, she's like a little bulldog, you know, she's sort of everywhere. And she's not one of the, yeah, and you're not sort of always talking about her, but she's always there doing the job and putting the pressure on those wing attacks. So, yeah, we'll see how this team do.
Birmingham Panthers, a lot of players have followed Jo from Stars, and that's going to be a huge advantage for her.
She was with Seven Stars for 2 years, and she brought together some players that not necessarily were like your starting sevens who have been in the game a few years, but either riding the bench or getting like a few games here and there. And so she was able to bring these players through and really give them that starting seven roles. You like of Siggy, your Gabby Marshalls, your Jess Shaws. She had time to work on them and really bring out what she saw in them to make a solid team. And obviously last year they got themselves in that top four and into those semi-finals. So to be able to bring those players along with her, she's not starting from scratch again. She's not going to be playing this year. She's going to solely focus on being a coach. And so that influence and that knowledge that she's gained, she can now use that with those players that she's brought over, but some exciting new ones as well.
Four Gabbies in one team is going to be a bit of fun for her. We welcome Gabby Sinclair back. Do you know much about Gabby Coffey?
Not huge amounts about Gabby Coffey, but I have heard some really fab things in terms of she's a real up-and-coming defender. She has been part of the Vixens training partners kind of setup. She was picked for Magpies as well during that COVID year. So really starting to find her feet in terms of gaining that knowledge and that experience. And I think when Sharni Norda is kind of raving about her, you know, she's got something special that she could potentially bring. And I'm looking forward to seeing what she can do with Jazz Brown, because Jazz was phenomenal last year. Like the way that she really rose through, and I think she's just starting to read the game and pick up ball. For the youngster, I think there's so much more we're going to see from her, and to be able to partner with Gabby Coffey as well could be a real solid defensive unit.
Let's hear now from Leah Middleton, Elle McDonald and Jackie Newton from Cardiff Dragons.
I think we're obviously such a tight-knit group, and I think this year those connections and those bonds have just continued on. So it's really exciting, and I think we all are just really keen to get out there and get going.
I think that's a massive part of the success that we've had so far as a team. I think when you've got each other's back and you're such good friends off court, I think it really shows in our performances. So as Leah said, really keen to grow those and develop them even more this season.
How important was it for you all really to still be a part of the Super League despite all of the changes?
Yeah, I think it's really exciting for netball as a whole to see it progressing and becoming more professional. That's obviously what we want. But at the same time, we understand that that means that, you know, players who have been a part of the NSL for a long time have missed out. So I think as a collective, you form such close relationships with those people, and it's tough, but we can't wait to get started.
One of the changes is the Super Shot. I spoke to Georgia and she's remaining tight-lipped about how things are going on that front. Anything about the Super Shot that you like, that you enjoy, you maybe seen in the past from watching SSN?
Playing with the Super Shot in SSN for 4 years and then coming here, it was very nice to not have it anymore, because it does make things quite tough when you're a defender. So I'm excited to see how it'll play out here, because obviously it'll be inaugural, so how the umpires react to it and how different teams kind of approach it. So that'll be really interesting to see.
Dragons' new coach this season is Reina. What's she brought to your game so far? Are you noticing any difference, or is it maybe a bit too early?
Yeah, look, she has some really exciting and new ideas for us, which is always good. Yeah, I think obviously coming from New Zealand, she has a particular type of style and flavour. And yeah, I guess we're all kind of just embracing that at the moment and just trying our best to kind of make it work.
How about some of the qualities you admire in each other's game?
Look, it's really nice to have Leah and Jackie behind us defensively. I think they form like such a dynamic duo themselves, but then individually they've both got their own strengths. So I feel like Leah has such a good voice and has such good vision of like what's out in front and can really set things up for us defensively. And yeah, I think obviously Jackie being our captain this season always shows leadership out on court, and I think it's very often through her own actions. So I think it's great to have her in that leadership position and have an on-court leader for us.
Leah and Jackie, what about Elle?
I think I really am lucky to have Leah and Elle around, because people assume that because we've spent some time in the Australian netball pathway that we'd be quite similar. And even though there are similarities, we're all actually really different if you get to know us kind of away from court, but even on court as well. So that's why I feel really lucky to have Elle and Leah with me in this leadership group, because we do complement each other but can also challenge each other, and we are really different. We all have different approaches. So I just like that we all bring something a little bit different and then come together and put out some hopefully good results for the season.
It's really special having that Green Army support, isn't it? Especially at the arena as well. And I imagine that those are the kind of games you really enjoy playing in.
Yeah, 100%. At the Utilita Arena, obviously we had a taste of it last season. Yeah, it's super special. I think we're really lucky here in Wales and Cardiff that our fans are super loyal, and they definitely bring the noise and back us all the way, which is really good. Especially to have an arena that obviously seats a lot of people. We really need that backing this year, and going into a new season and a new league, it's so important that we have them behind us and we feel that support, which we absolutely do. So all good things.
And that overall aim would be to finish higher than you did last season?
Yeah, that would be nice. We think with last season there were so many close but not close enough games that we either stuck out for a majority but just didn't quite see through to the end. So I think our focus for this game is a full 60-minute performance and then getting some points on the board.
Let's have a look at Cardiff Dragons. Maybe the headline there is that Leah and Jackie are back, strong in defence.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think Leah Middleton was one of my favourite players last year, and I think she really came into her own. So I think, yeah, like you say, that's important for them. Bethan Dyke's back as well, that explosive power. And Chelsea Beard is new for 25. So I think Alex Johnson as well, coming across from Loughborough Lightning. We'll see, you know, we'll see sort of how that plays out. But I think they're going to really miss Nia Jones, if I'm honest. You know, I think she still had quite a long way to go, actually. So an interesting choice. But what they have done is kept a strong backbone, and the culture that they built, again, the sort of happiness that rippled through that team last year, and the way that they built and saw better performances from themselves, like, it gave them confidence. So let's hope to see more of that.
Bethany Britton has been announced as captain for Leeds Rhinos netball this season.
I actually am based up north. So to play at Surrey last year, I moved back home and stayed with my parents. So me and my husband are based up north. So looking for a club that was further up north was on the cards. Yeah, really lucky and really excited to get signed with Leeds.
It's nice as well that you and Rosie will be able to continue your Super League careers.
Yeah, so exciting. When Rosie joined last year, like we really hit it off. She's such a great person and she's a phenomenal athlete. I feel like she could turn her hand to any sport and just be incredible at it. So yeah, what an athlete, and so exciting to be back in the Leeds team as well. Obviously, she played there before, so it was sort of a homecoming for her. She's from Leeds. So yeah, really nice. Really nice to have that first connection as well.
Going to be a great squad for 2025 at Rhinos. A team that really excites the fans as well. So I suppose who are you looking forward to playing alongside the most?
It's difficult. We've got a very young team and then a couple of legends, obviously, as you know. So it is a really fun dynamic, I think. I think when you're young, you've got so much raw talent, and it's so exciting to be playing and training with those girls that are coming up now, the England Futures girls that we've got. And then obviously, you know, Joyce, Jeeva, absolute powerhouses at either end. It's so exciting. I mean, I've been feeding Joyce in training, and I have to say I am very excited to start playing. It is quite a new team, relatively new team. So a lot of the girls have come from other clubs, and everyone's just said how professional it is, just that all the support staff, everything based around the club, everything has a reason. There is a reason why we're doing everything. There's stats to back it up. It's really exciting, actually, and really grateful to be involved, and I'm finding it really interesting. Like, I feel like I'm learning so much off the court as well. Really great environment.
Chief Amenta returns. How did she find her debut season back in the UK last year?
I think looking back, there was a lot of growth to be taken with individual players. Those players we've actually seen being recruited into next season's squad, which I'm obviously delighted to be part of again and keep watching their netball journeys grow. But for the season that was, as I said, it was just nice to be back on English soil, and I'm excited to be part of this NSL 2.0. There's obviously a long way to go. It's a 10-year plan. The first phase is probably going to feel quite stagnant and probably not too different to the previous year that I just played. But I think it's all important part of the step of making the board professional, and obviously the reduced teams and the reduced squad sizes are going to be a massive adjustment for athletes and coaches.
For 2025, Joyce is obviously returning as well, and you've got young Roses star Harriet Jones as well, and their partnership will continue to grow.
Yeah, it really will. And I think Harriet took great steps this year with her combination with Joyce, and the confidence to go to post is always there. The fitness is improving. And then it just takes that court time and coming up against experienced defenders and knowing how to navigate that, especially when a lot of them want to try and double team Joyce. And that's when Harriet can really sort of come into her own and carve up that circle and really make defenders think twice with, well, can they do a double up, or do they need to actually look at marking her too? And then we've also got a young Roses or Futures in Sophie, who's joining that circle. So great that they'll be able to learn from the likes of Joyce, who is obviously a powerhouse and a dominant beerhead of our attack end. In our midcourt, we have Cassie, who was sort of a breakout into our starting seven this year and really held down that spot. She can cover all three positions, probably more the engine for us. And I've just really seen her embrace the game. Her IQ is high and just wanting to learn and develop her game on and off the court. And I think she'll go up another level for us this year. And then obviously bolstered by Ashley, Beth and Rosie as well, who, I mean, I think I look at our midcourt and yes, there's some names in there that people know, probably not some big household names that you would know, but they're girls that are just, they're fit, they're tenacious, they're going to be the engine for our team next year. And I think they're going to have that no fear to just let the ball go, which when you've got shooters like Joyce and Harriet and Soph in there, it's going to be a fantastic opportunity for the supply of ball.
This Forever Storm fan will be really pleased as well. And I am really pleased, to be fair, that there's a spot in that 10 for Beth Britton and Rosie Harris, who returns to Leeds. Two great players.
Really great players. And I mean, to have a local lass back in a team is what it's all about. It's about that pathway for young girls. And that's one thing we really want to keep developing, is out in the community and making sure they can see that pathway, that they keep playing their netball, they keep improving, they keep coming along to the camps, then they can one day be a Leeds Rhinos. And then Beth as well, to think of that she is a dodgeball world champion, I think is just phenomenal. And I think the leadership that she's taken from that sport and then back into the sport of netball, I hope that I can utilise her quite a bit within the squad next year in those leadership roles, particularly in that mid-court, which will be fantastic too.
While you've been focusing on yourself, obviously getting into those pre-season vibes as such, what have you made of Chelsea over at Forest?
Oh, I was so excited for her. As soon as the news came out, I was like, damn, Chelsea, well done. And then you know what? To hear her speak, it's a different side of Chelsea. Like, I've seen glimpses of it, but she seems so mature, so poignant with the details that she's coming from, the perspective. And I think being so raw out of an athlete into that space, she knows exactly what the programme needs to get the best out of those athletes as people as well as netballers. And I'm really excited, actually, and to see what her capabilities are. I think she's put together a fantastic roster. I gave her a full-on cheer for that. And you know what? I'm a bit of a fangirl for some of my girls, particularly because I've played and shared rooms with them and spent some wonderful times in my netball career with them. And I know at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, and not for us to play Leeds Rhinos, we're going to be hell for leather. But then after the game, I'll be able to sort of congratulate and have a chin wag and just catch up and see how things are going. But yeah, I'm so excited for her and what she's been able to achieve. Equally, obviously, our loss is Panthers' gain with gaining Michelle McGee. And I think she's a fantastic player and a fantastic leader and growing into that role. And I'm excited to see how she blossoms at the new team and league as well. And it's exciting for these players and for any players, whether it's Chelsea coaching a brand new side or the likes of Gabby Sinclair, who I played with Magpies, going to a brand new team, to be able to cultivate your own culture, to be able to build and create those behaviours and values that are really true to yourself is so important, so special. And I had that opportunity at Sunshine Coast Lightning for 2 years, and it's something I hold very dear to be able to break that era and leave a legacy. So yeah, I'm excited for next year. And when announcement day came, I literally had my phone ready and I was watching all the teams and all the players. And I think I was along with the other rest of the netball community with finding out where we were going.
Jeeva's back.
Jeeva's back, yeah. And that experience is so key, isn't it? And that's going to be really key to them. And it's a build with Leeds Rhinos. We have not seen the best from this team yet. So it's sort of how everybody else fits into that. And I think Cassie Howard was standout for me last year, but she's a young player. How are they going to deliver that ball into Joyce to unlock her talent? Because I don't feel that happened. Oh, it certainly didn't happen consistently in terms of last season. So, you know, is Bethany Britton now, is that the right signing? Again, another player that I just love watching play. You know, I mean, I play centre wing attack, so I've always got my eyes on those players, but she's creative and she can run the full time. So that's a good signing, a good pickup. Rosie Harris is a local talent for them, so she's coming back. And well done for picking up Ella Bowen as well, because Thunder didn't want to let her go. You know, they didn't want to let her go. And again, young player, really explosive and puts everything out there. So I think it's going to be how quickly can Leeds Rhinos settle down, you know, because they sort of kept four from last year. Is that enough to hit the ground running?
Rhinos, realistically, the importance to the Super League that Jeeva's back?
Yeah, so I spoke to Jeeva at the end of, coming towards the end of last season, and she was like, nah, I'm done. This is going to be my last season. I'm going to hang up my trainers and do something different. But she has been drawn back in. She loves it too much. She can't stay away. And I think that is a big win for Rhinos to have the experience that she brings. She's really one for developing that next generation and bringing through the young defenders. And she's going to be partnering with Ella Bowen, who has had time at Thunder and at Loughborough Lightning, so really knows those performance environments. So her up with Jeeva, and Jeeva's ability to bring on those next players coming through and be that leader when times are tough is a real scoop for Rhinos.
Obviously, we lost Surrey Storm, but it's really nice that they've been able to offer Beth Britton and obviously Rosie Harris as well, who's returning to Yorkshire, a spot for 2025.
Yeah, great. Beth Britton, obviously she was at in Scotland with Simons, then she moved back down and was at Surrey Storm. And I think her game has really progressed over the years. She's quick, she's clever, she sights the circle really well. And it's nice that she can still be part of this Super League and playing with Rhinos. And I think, again, her experience, because they've got a quite young attacking end in Sophie Egberin and Harriet Jones. Mm-hmm. In that goal attack, goal shooter position. Yes, you have got Joyce Mvula, another standout player. But Joyce really performs well when she's got that strength out in front of her as well. And I think those youngsters might take a little bit of time just to kind of find their way in the league. But exciting that they're so young and there's so much for them to improve on. And they've got that experience alongside them to help bring them on.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.